Hey everybody, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. You know that feeling when you're just running on fumes? Like your brain is a hamster wheel spinning at warp speed with no escape in sight. Yeah, we've all been there. That's why today we're diving deep into something crucial. Self-care for mental wellness. It's not about bubble baths and face masks, so those are awesome. It's about building a foundation of strength and resilience so you can navigate life's rollercoaster with grace, not panic. Here's the deal, folks. In our hustle-driven world, we often prioritize everything but ourselves. Deadlines, responsibilities, social pressure, they all pile up like laundry baskets overflowing with socks that never seem to find their mates. But here's the truth bomb. You can't pour from an empty cup. If your mental well-being is neglected, it's going to impact every other aspect of your life, your relationships, your work, your energy levels, even your sleep. So, how do we change that? How do we become masters of our own mental landscapes instead of passengers on a runaway train? Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your self-care game. 1. Know your limits. Ever feel like you're juggling flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope? That's burnout calling, my friends. It's okay to say no sometimes. Protect your time and energy by setting realistic boundaries. Learn to delegate tasks, say no to commitments that drain you, and prioritize activities that genuinely bring you joy. Remember, it's not selfish to protect your well-being, it's essential. 2. Mindfulness matters. In this constant barrage of notifications and information overload, taking a moment to just be can feel revolutionary. Practice mindfulness through meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply taking a few minutes each day to be present in the moment. Focus on your senses. The feeling of the sun on your skin, the taste of your morning coffee, the sound of laughter. These little moments can anchor you and bring a sense of calm amidst the chaos. 3. Move your body. Ever notice how a good workout can lift your spirits? Exercise isn't just about physical health, it's a powerful mood booster. Find an activity you genuinely enjoy: dancing, hiking, swimming, even a brisk walk around the block. Movement releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that combat stress and anxiety. 4. Fuel your soul. What nourishes your mind, body, and spirit? Is it spending time in nature, reading a captivating book, connecting with loved ones, or pursuing a creative passion? Identify activities that bring you joy and make them a regular part of your routine. Life is too short to neglect the things that spark your soul. 5. Seek support. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. If you're struggling, reach out to friends, family, or a therapist. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly therapeutic and provide valuable support. There's no shame in asking for help. It takes strength and self-awareness to prioritize your mental well-being. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young professional juggling deadlines, demanding clients, and social commitments. She's constantly on edge, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Sound familiar? Sarah knows she needs to make a change, but isn't sure where to start. One day, she decides to take a walk in the park during her lunch break. As she listens to the birds singing and feels the sun on her face, she realizes how much she's been neglecting herself. That simple act of mindfulness triggers a shift in Sarah's perspective. She starts prioritizing self-care practices, going for walks every day, practicing yoga, and setting boundaries with work commitments. Over time, Sarah notices a significant difference. She feels more relaxed, focused, and energized. This is the power of self-care, folks. It's not about being selfish or indulgent, it's about investing in your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Know your limits, practice mindfulness, move your body, fuel your soul, and seek support when needed. Make these practices a non-negotiable part of your routine. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Now, go out there and spark some motivation. Share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder about the power of self-care. Leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always here for you, cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.